So how's the practice going today? Any comments or questions anyone would like to bring up?
But it feels like more of a physical thing, not this sort of tension where it becomes kind of darkness or something, more of a I don't know how to explain it, so I was just wondering whether this is something that could come from some sort of energy moving, or it could be shamatha, or maybe just stretch something, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could be any, it could be one of many things. I mean, of course, it could be just adjusting your posture, you've stretched something a little bit in the chest area. But it could be also that, if you get tight or tense, often you have people experience a lot of tightness in the chest area.
But I constantly introspect myself.
Sure.
How my posture is and patient and everything. I try to maintain kind of a relaxed facial and shoulder and everything all the time. This feels like more of like a little bit of, exactly, tightness and kind of a little bit of a heaviness around.
I mean, this could also still be some tightness in your focus, even though you don't experience it so much here, it can also be here, so just be aware of that. But do you have that outside of the meditation, or is it only in the meditation?
Yeah, I have it outside as well.
Of course we could be tied outside the meditation as well. Just monitor it and see if it stays there, and then really emphasize the relaxation, because it could be you're still a little bit tight and tense in the meditation.
Okay.
Yeah. Comment? No, that was it?
There was a comment that I actually today, during meditation, when I was becoming a little bit drowsy. And sleepy, today there was this, sometimes this happens in certain hours more, but
sure.
When I brought the motivation for that, it immediately shifted, just not a full comment of elaborate motivation while I'm doing that, but just a 2-3 kind of commentary sentences, and it really made a difference for me. I just wanted to share it.
Sure. Yeah, that's the same in our life. You know, if we have some interest in something, even if we're a little bit tired, we don't tend to be drowsy. We tend to be quite focused. But if we're not interested in something, then, we're sort of half asleep, on TV, if we're watching something really interesting, even if we're a little bit tired, we still manage to stay alert. But if something boring comes on the TV, we're sort of nodding off. So
for the first time, I'm doing this during meditation, and
sure.
I really felt a great difference.
Yeah, that's right. So that's part of the dullness, refreshing the interest. So you can think about not just the actual benefit of the practice, but also the motivation you can reflect on there as well.
Yeah,
sure. Anything else anyone would like to bring up? Yeah.
I have a physical question.
Mm-hmm. Quite. Yeah.
And they become
tense, tight.
Evident, because they're very small.
Sure.
Some very, very small things. And they are so used to be like this.
Tight.
Tight. So if I give the so-called order.
Yeah, to relax.
Yeah, to relax. So it immediately relaxes.
Right.
But before I reach back,
it tightens up again.
Yes, yeah. There maybe 5 minutes I just do relax, relax, relax,
Yeah, I mean, again, then, I mean, of course we need to keep relaxing, but then we need to have a look at what's going on in the mind, because it's probably something going on in the mind that is causing the muscles to become tight. So we need to check if there is some tightness in the mind, or maybe some anxiety or tension in the mind. So check that out as well, because if it's constantly tightening. But it also could be that your body, your muscles are not very flexible, and you're sitting in a posture.
These are distant muscles, that they are not big muscles.
Okay.
They are very, very, very small. It's, mm-hmm. It can be, I don't know, 1 or 2 And then the question is, how do I start to find out what's going on in my mind? When then it takes me to another practice.
But sometimes also when it tenses, then we get worried about it tensing, and it tenses more. So sometimes,
it's not that.
It's not that.
It's really like I understand that, because the bodily sensations are, they get much subtle. The sensations also in the body. And I think I know my body quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some things which I don't know in my body.
Sure.
And my body normally really well reacts. And now it's also, it reacts.
Right.
It gives it away, the tension. Yep. But it's so used, it...
And this tension is only tension that's coming in the meditation, or is it? Have you noticed?
No, I know. Well, of course, in the meditation, because normally if I walk or I do something, I don't feel it.
I mean, if it's very tiny, then maybe we don't need to worry about it too much, and just keep to the practice and make.
Then I would take this muscle as a
distraction.
Distraction.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's probably symptomatic of something that you're doing with the mind. So then, just focus on what's going on in the mind. If you're being tight and tense in the mind, and you may find that by relaxing the mind, then that relaxes as well. So you could try that, rather than just continuing to focus on the muscle, because if it's your mind is tight, then you're releasing the muscle, but then your mind is staying tight again. So maybe try and focus on the mind a little bit and see what's going on in the mind.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit different. Yeah,
okay.
I would take it
a little bit different. A trigger point, right? Let's say like a contraction of the muscles. You can just...
it's not a trigger point.
Okay.
Good try. Yes, Mick.
My small experience about this is that when I started doing more and more shamanic practice, then I just started noticing muscles that would always be tense throughout my life that I didn't notice before. And that's kind of for years and years and decades, but pretty much a very strong habit. So, of course, when you release it, it doesn't. And I think also the point is what we tend to forget, that even if we think at the moment that we are relaxed, then the perfection of relaxation, to my understanding, is basically also considered Buddhahood. So until you're really Buddha, until you're really accomplished shamatha and realized emptiness and so on, you will be tense. And it will be like peeling off onion peels. Like you take one off and think, oh, now I'm so relaxed. And then in 2 days or 5 days or so on, you notice more and more subtle things in there.
Yeah.
I thought I was relaxed. It's just constant progress. And we need to, the only thing we can do is do our best to relax right now. Not to do do the practice wrongly, and if we don't do the practice wrongly, we do our best, not our hardest, then not worry too much.
Very good comment. Yeah, I mean, there is many, many levels of relaxation we can go through. Anything else? That's a very valid point. We don't want to get too worried about that, because if we get worried about that, then we're just going to tense even more. Mm. Okay, yeah.
I just wanted to know, today I chose a mental image for this project because sure. It's easier at home.
Sure.
And is it, they also recommended to have the eyes open, because then it didn't work at all. And then I closed my eyes and it was very good.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, the general recommendation in general with meditation is to have them slightly open. But if you find that with your eyes closed, you can maintain a clear mental image, then that's fine. That's fine. It's okay. I mean, then you may like to try at some point, once you progress a bit, to have the eyes open and see how that works as well.
I tried, but it's, even if I don't focus on it,
Yeah. And of course, I mean, of course, a couple of things with that is that if we're not used to meditating with your eyes open, initially it will be a little bit difficult. And also, of course, here the conditions are not ideal, because maybe it's people in front of you moving and so forth. So maybe you can then at home, you can try it a little bit with the eyes open in much better conditions, so you don't have that distraction, and see how that goes. Because you may find that actually, the clarity improves even more if you get used to that. But maybe you can experiment with that when you go home.
So, is this recommended
as an adult? I mean, in general, it's recommended to have the eyes at least slightly open. But I mean, everyone is different, and of course, particularly at the beginning stages of the practice, you know, if you're really highly agitated, then really maybe with the eyes closed would be better in the initial stages anyway. But as you progress a little bit, then maybe you might like to experiment with that and see how that works, if there is any improvement in clarity or not. Anything else anyone would like to bring up? Yeah.
One small thing, just to clarify. So in Dongren that we did, when we imagined our Buddha nature in the form of
a light,
yeah. Pure light. So at the point where we are giving, you instruct that we breathe out the light. However, for me, it's kind of easier because I love this visualization, because, I mean, for me it's very clear and I really like it a lot. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel like a little bit light, but I imagine a lot of light coming out exactly from there, like a lot. And it directly goes to the person in front of me, not through my breath, but just illuminates.
Sure, that's fine.
I don't need to imagine that it comes through my mouth, because it becomes a little bit.
No, you can have.
Feel it like it's.
Yeah, you can have it going straight out. I mean, the reason that this meditation is conjoined with the breath, it helps the focus. And of course, then if we're talking about black smoke or something, then but you don't have to have it coming out through the nostril. You can have it straight out here, but the reason again for the conjoining with the breath is mainly to keep focused,
yeah.
to keep the focus on what we're doing. It's a natural, more natural focus. That's what you see in the text. It says, you know, that can join it with the breath, and that helps to keep focused. But yeah, so if you want, can straight out from the heart, that's fine. Fine.
Just focusing on the awareness of awareness. And but after a while, yesterday I didn't have it, but I was, it felt like I was focusing on breath also. Not here, but here.
Yeah.
So that's mixing up. But
So you're doing the awareness of awareness, and and then something about the breath.
I also felt the breath because you feel the breathing.
I mean, probably if we're used to focusing on the breath, I think someone brought this up before. Then we switch to something else. We're probably just instinctively going to go to the breath. So just if you notice that, then with the awareness of awareness, just let that go as much as possible. Let it go. And you'll find that over time, then you won't be doing that. It's probably just from habit, that's all. So don't worry about it too much.
I have it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm doing the observing the mind, and I even doing it kind of get it's in the rhythm of my breathing. I let go of the breathing, but
But again, as I think in this stage of practice, I wouldn't worry about it too much, because it's maybe even helping you to stay focused and not getting caught up in a lot of other distractions. So I wouldn't worry about it too much, and then over time you'll probably notice it less and less and less. So that's fine. It's fine.
But just to
share
a bit.
Today
I was doing mainly the settling the mind in the natural state, and I think that today I managed to observe much more.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the cat waiting for the mouse to come out, so I really was observing a lot, and there was a lot happening, and there was a lot of commotion. And I noticed that after a very short while, I get really tired, mentally tired, and I kind of noticed this emotion. How can I break free? I don't want to be there. I don't want to look at it anymore. I just want to be free. I just want all this to shut up. And then I go back to the breath, and then I do the full body breathing, basically, for the rest of the meditation. It's kind of so exhausting. Maybe I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, I think it sounds like maybe you're still being too tense and worried about not clearly seeing the mental events, and I have to do it. Oh, it's too much work. So I think just relax more. Relax. I mean, you'll find that the breath to the mind to the awareness, we need to relax even more for each one, really. So, again, the tendency is, because it's a more subtle object than the sensations, these mental events are much more subtle and fleeting, then of course they're more difficult to focus on. So again, our natural tendency is to clamp down more, because we want to catch it, we don't want to miss it. So again, I think just relax, just really relax. And don't worry too much about not being super clear at this stage, because remember that we have the relaxation, stability, clarity sort of thing. So that the clarity will come the more relaxed we are and the more stable we are. And if otherwise, it's not really going to work. So yeah, just relax. But so,
do you think it's okay to keep this observing the mind for quite a short time and rest the meditation to fill in with the full body breath?
I just
can't do it anymore. There's so much commotion, and
If you're getting agitated and that, then go back to the full body. So again, just try to emphasize the relaxation and keep going on the mind. But if you get to that point where you're like, then back out of there for a while and relax a little bit. So that's fine. But again, just relax.
I have a question, related to that, because that happened to me also, yesterday and 2 days ago. I get really tired after having all these different thoughts and emotions and living them and all that. Mm. And today what happened to me was that I couldn't recognize, it took me a long time to recognize the thought. I was really in the middle of the thought already when I recognized, oh, I'm having that thought again. So this happened after that high intense, because yesterday I felt like, you know, I'm too exhausted of, like, these thoughts, like, you know, if I open the door, they just come in, and I just want to keep the door like closed. So today, I felt like, you know, I didn't really follow my thoughts anymore, like, it's suddenly more difficult, like, it takes more time. And I don't know, it's maybe because I wanted to, like, try to relax, this kind of recognition, like,
Yeah, I mean, there's that same thing again. There's that really that balance. If we're too loose, then we get caught up. If we're too tight, then we suffocate and get agitated. So there's this balance. And as you said, is that often in the beginning stages of this practice, it's only like once we've got caught up in a thought for a while, then we recognize that it's a thought. But that's normal in the beginning stages. And not to worry about it too much. I mean, that's already an improvement on the normal state of affairs. Normally we don't even do that. We just caught up in it all the time. So again, just to try to find that balance, being too tight and too loose. And then, yeah, I think that can help.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. And again, particularly with this practice, is really be patient with ourselves, because, I mean, we've spent 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years following our thoughts automatically. So, you know, to expect that from one day to the next we can just sit back and watch them, that's a little bit unrealistic. So, but every little bit, if we're patient and persistent, then every little bit of progress, it'll be very helpful for us, of course, in our daily life as well. So just be patient and things will slowly, slowly improve.
I'm doing this nostril practice.
Sure.
And I felt a pretty same thing. I thought I'm too tight. All my head was heavy, and throat and jaw feels like it goes down, and it ends up in my hands. Everything was very heavy. I thought, I'm trying too much. And that it wasn't only one practice, but two or three.
Sure.
And when I thought, I'm not feeling it right now, I'm thinking about it later, it went away. It was gone. And I was like very excited, oh my God, I can do it, it's gone. But suddenly it came back.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, so then you know what the answer is, and you just keep doing that, keep relaxing, 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 and then it's just habit. You'll just slowly develop more the habit to be more relaxed. It'll take time. So, but that's good that you have that feeling that it's possible, and then that can give you a lot of enthusiasm to continue on in the practice.
Yeah, and I'm too excited now.
Sure.
Because I have a lot of thoughts, always distracting, and I'm like counting the breath.
Yeah.
Breath, and I decided that when I have a thought and I notice it, I start over from one.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you lose the count, yeah, I mean, if you're counting and then you forget where you're up to, then you can start back at one for the count. That's fine. That's fine.
But I like to do it.
Good, good. I mean, this is...
I reached
to two. Very good. Very good. So next time maybe you can reach to three. No, that's good, good, good. Yeah, I mean, I think the one of the key elements in this practice that I've mentioned is this sort of enthusiasm. You know, even if it's difficult, if we can keep that joyful state of mind, then we can really progress even when things are difficult. So that's very important. Good. Anything else? Yeah.
I just wanted to know, because in awareness, we usually shouldn't do something. We should just be. But at some point, I found out, sometimes
the mind is pretty settled down there, then it's easy to just be. But when there is then thoughts coming and I'm lazy of doing
the practice,
and I'm going into daydreaming, like it's ahead of me. And so I started then at this point to just remember myself, like the teacher saying, relax and don't observe, just be with the practice. If this like helping me, is this okay? Because usually I shouldn't do something, but I think I need some help at this moment.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, in the beginning phases, of course, we need to give ourselves reminders of things. So sometimes in the beginning phases, some little phrases or some so forth can be very helpful in these sort of cases. So that's fine, you know, to remind us what we're going to be doing in the practice. So if you have a little thing there, a little reminder to get you back into the practice, that's fine. That's fine. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll go back into the practice. Okay. Let's do one more session. 24 minutes. So allowing your awareness to descend into the body. Simply becoming aware of sensations throughout the body. Using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. With each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen. Simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. with a relaxed and focused mind, shift your attention to your chosen object of meditation. And we've still got a few minutes left. If there's any other further questions about any of the practice, yeah.
As I said, I'm focusing on awareness and awareness. But I thought this morning also that I'm not just like picking, it's not really a headache. Like a tickling. It's not pleasant or something, but it feels like there's so much happening. I'm not thinking.
Yeah, we still need to be a bit careful though, because often when we're tight and tense, we have a lot of sensations around this area here. So it could be that you're still a bit too tight and tense. So really be careful with that and really relax. I mean, of course, it could be that if you're focusing here, you're just noticing certain sensations. But if they're quite intense around this area, it's often
It's not a pleasant, but it's like everything is rearranged.
Yeah, yeah. If you just notice, then have a look and see if there is any tension anywhere else around the eyes and so forth. It could be that you're still quite tense, because again, that's a very subtle practice, and there can be a tendency to really like tense to stay in that stillness. So just be a little bit careful with that. That's all. Right.
And just now during this session, I realized or remembered, like, in awareness, it's okay to kind of cut thoughts, isn't it?
Well, cut, I mean, it depends what you mean by the word cut. I mean, in awareness, we're not interested in it. So if...
No, we're not interested in it, but if they... If there's some kind of grasping...
Yeah, then... I mean, if there is some grasping, then cut means to just let that go and come back to the awareness, yes. But we need to be careful that we don't get into this aversion, trying to block them, because then we're just going to get agitated. So, you know, there's a delicate balance there.
Right.
We don't want to get into an aversion like, oh, those thoughts, go away, go away. I mean, it's just...
More like they are in the background.
Of course.
Sometimes, of course, then it's like, oh, okay, then this was maybe a bit more in the foreground.
Yeah, I mean, but that's normal. I mean, this is what we saw in this shamatha chart. You know, Alan Wallace used the analogy of the radio station. You know, the early stages, it's the static or the other channels more the foreground, and what we're focusing on is in the background, and slowly that'll... shift. So, I mean, this is normal. This is okay, you know.
No, I was thinking it would be normal, but also, like in the afternoon, being more tired, that might be a sign of that.
Of course, different times of the day, we're more alert, more tired, but also you'll find that. Different people have different psychological makeup and physiological makeup. And, you know, in general, when we talk about a daily meditation practice, it's recommended to do it first thing in the morning for many reasons. But different people have different makeup. And like for me, example, in retreat setting, I generally find that I'm more focused, as a generalization, I'm more focused like late afternoon to early evening. That period of the day is the time when I tend to be more focused, the best focus. So there is differences in different people. Some people more better focused in the morning, some more later in the afternoon or the evening, nighttime. So that's also possible, that it depends on us as an individual as well. Sure.
Like, was it only one session a day? Then maybe, yeah. Some
Sure, sure.
And in the morning by myself, I'd be very tired and nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, also myself, I tend to be not so sharp early in the morning, but of course, generally for most of us, that's the time, the best time to do the daily meditation practice anyway, so we do the best we can. Okay? Okay, yeah, sure.
But when we're doing the various breath meditations, I was very asleep, and that happens every time that I come here at least, and it seems to have happened always. So I don't really have a good idea of why. I tend to think that, oh, I can't do this and that, you know. But now I realize that from kind of coming from resting in awareness, well, yes, then also focusing on the nostrils or would be easier, would be okay. And so I was thinking, would it be okay, even if I continue, would like to continue with the awareness, to do a session of that, just to kind of get me out of the idea that I can't do it?
Yeah, of course we can become familiar with each of these practices. And, you know, we talked about the fact of picking an object and sticking with an object. But that's, of course, if we're going to put a lot of effort and move forward in the shamatha practice. But if we want to, you know, as part of our daily practice, to do a little bit of awareness just to sort of stay familiar with that, I think that's fine to do like that. Because each one of those three different objects has their own benefits, and so I think that's absolutely fine to do like that. Okay, let's leave it there. It's dinner time, so we'll come back at 7:30.